This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. 7:39 as Jacksonville's Morning News continues on this bright and sunny and pretty comfortable Wednesday morning. We'll top out in the mid-80s inland and knock off 5 to 7 degrees closer to the beaches, with onshore winds persistent through the day. On tap for today, the House Judiciary could vote to hold Attorney General Barr in contempt. In-depth team coverage with Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. So all this centers around not turning over an unredacted copy of the Mueller report. I guess, first of all, the vote's going to be there, perhaps.
That's right. In about 3 hours, less than that, the House Judiciary Committee will meet for a markup session. So this isn't really a hearing, but there'll be a lot of discussion back and forth on this tug of war between the House Democrats and the Justice Department. From there, it would go to the full House for a vote. Only the full House can vote on a citation to hold the Attorney General in contempt. From there, it would go probably to the courts. I mean, Republicans say, you know, it's case closed here. Democrats say anything but. They want to see the unredacted Mueller report. So it would go to the courts probably for a protracted legal battle that would end up at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Does that possible court fight get in the way of or coincide in any way with the possibility of testimony by Mueller himself?
That's a good question. I mean, Robert Mueller is still an employee of the Justice Department, and so there had been a tentative date of May 15th set for him to come testify, but that could be blocked as well as long as he remains an employee at the Justice Department. So that being one reason why he's probably not talking is his job still being employed.
The president still making it clear he wants no more done on the Russia probe, tweeting this morning, case closed, which was something that we also heard from the Senate Majority Leader just last evening, Mitch McConnell. Continuing coverage of the story in Jamie Dupree's Washington Insider blog and the WOKV app, and you'll hear Rachel Sutherland and the rest of our team in Washington updating you throughout the day.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.